We're on page Shin Samech Ches. We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to Shar HaTfilah. We're talking about prayer. And we discussed the essence of prayer. We discussed how prayer helps us hit the reset button, refocus about what was important, what's important for us. And we'll start at the top of page Shin Samech Ches. Our sages revealed to us the importance of prayer. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mipnei ma yu avotenu akurim. Why were the patriarchs barren? They couldn't have kids. It says that Abraham could not ejaculate. Sarah never developed like a woman. Seems like she has some hormonal problem. She's never developed like a woman. According to one opinion in the Shas, Sarah didn't even have a womb. So why was that so? How come the patriarchs and the matriarchs could not have children? So the Talmud says, because God desires the prayer of the righteous. We think, I have a problem, so I'll pray. And our sages say it's the other way around. God hasn't heard from you in a while, so he sent you a problem. It's a wake-up call. The problem is there so that you'll talk to him. Our sages didn't say God desires, he wants, ki mitave, it says God covets the prayer of the righteous. Our sages wanted to stress that there's a tremendous desire in heaven for our prayer. As the verse says, it says, the grass and the bushes and the trees, none of them were producing fruits. They weren't growing yet. Why? Because man wasn't around to work the ground. There was no one there who would appreciate the rain. That's why it didn't rain. Till man was created and he prayed for rain. The first thing Adam does, he prays for rain. One of the first things he does, and it rains. And all the pious and holy prophets, they never achieved things without prayer. We are so frustrated when it comes to prayer. We have this feeling, God knows, what am I going to ask him for? And our sages and the Tanakh teach us that it's the exact opposite. Yeah, God knows. And he says, if you wanted it, you talk to me about it. Are you not? So what am I? What do you want me to do? Even if God's intention is to give that, look at the splitting of the sea. Moshe Davins for it. But what was God thinking? Why did he bring us there? Yeah, but say something. And even though God has set everything up in preparation of something happening, he still leaves it up to us to pray. You see it when it comes to the splitting of the Red Sea. You see it when it comes to the man coming down. Moshe has to pray for it. But what was Hashem planning? Hashem was planning on giving us man, but you had to daven for it. When it came to the well, it says that the people would pray and then the well would give water. But Hashem was intending to give us water. That was the heavenly plan. Right. That doesn't mean it's going to happen without our doing our end of it. If you look at the Tanakh closely, you will see time and again that Hashem runs the world in a manner that says, you want it? Talk to me. I intend to give it to you. But you have to do yours. Yours meaning you have to pray. And with that, we'll go up to Avi.